This is Wade Ranth here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The U.S. Commission on Civil Rights voted to investigate federal civil rights enforcement under President Trump, with the majority expressing grave concern about the Trump's administration proposal to cut spending and staffing on civil rights efforts at multiple agencies. Former comedian Bill Cosby's trial for sexual abuse ended in a mistrial after the jury was unable to agree on a verdict. 58 tenants are now presumed dead in Grenfell Tower. Fire in London. The deadly blaze in the public housing project is expected to rise and has mushroomed into a political crisis, testing the fragile government of Prime Minister Theresa May. Her political future, already in doubt after her Conservative Party lost its governing majority in snap elections she called, has been further questioned because of a response to the fire. In a disclosure report, Trump and his related business entities reported revenue of at least $597 million, down from 3% from $615 million in a period a year before. Trump reported assets valued at a minimum of $1.4 billion, down slightly from $1.5 billion in 2016. Creating a poor man's Uber, two electric cars are being given to the Reteras, who are informal errand drivers in Huron, California, as part of a project called Green Reteros that is supported by Valley Leap. It will employ a longtime Retera as a dispatcher. Riders will need only a phone number, no app necessary, and pay drivers a small amount based on the miles they travel. A flotilla of charging stations will open next to pistachio and almond groves on the roads to Fresno, California. On a range of measures, red states in the mountain region tend to have more liberal activists, relatively speaking, than blue states in the mid-Atlantic or the Midwest. Montana has a small percentage of Democrats, although one of them is governor and another senator, but a large percentage of liberal activists. Illinois has a large percentage of Democrats, but a small percentage of liberal activists. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.